from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The guys that do the work that are great at it. And it's really that simple. You know, you look at Aikman, you look at Romo, you know, these guys that broke in and, you know, like everybody looks at Romo like he's, you know, he's predicting the future. Oh, how did he predict that play, right? Well, he went to practice. He saw what they ran from that formation and that's activist, and that's what they did, right? So I know that Tommy will work it to death. I will get kind of tired of his squeaky ass voice.
That's Drew Bledsoe on Good Morning Football on Brady's broadcasting. Romo has stopped that, though. He doesn't predict plays anymore.
Largely. Yeah, I would say he has stopped that.
Yeah. Was he watching practice, or was he just in the league the year before and 2 years before, so he knew them all, and now the game has changed a little bit
I don't even think
years.
It's that. I think that it feels like there was a...
You know what I mean?
Initiative to say, we don't want you to do this anymore.
Well, they had to have a... What was the word?
They kind of had to yell at him for being lazy.
Yeah, like he wasn't even doing the prep work.
Like he wasn't really showing up particularly.
I mean, he has not been in the league in 9 years.
That's... Yeah, I mean, things change, but like concepts kind of don't.
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
is Brady going to be good at it, though?
Yeah.
You think Brady's going to be good at it? I think Belichick's going to be better at all the media he's doing.
I think
Belichick's going to be better.
But is Belichick going to be in the booth calling games?
No, he'll be doing everything else.
Right.
He'll be doing the Manning Cast.
Okay.
Manning Cast. He's doing a show on Underdog Fantasy.
Yeah,
he's doing the Pat McAfee show. He's doing Inside the NFL. I bet he'll be very good at Inside the NFL. So, yeah. Brady, by the way... His first game, you know, Bledsoe mentions two former Cowboys there, maybe coincidentally. The first game Brady is calling this year in the booth is going to be Browns Cowboys Week 1.
That's not a game I really... Is that Monday Night Football?
That is... No, it's a 425 game.
Okay, cool.
In Cleveland. Sunday, 425. What are the odds that Deshaun Watson is not playing that football game? Because he is...
I think he'll play.
Sitting out of practice now with general arm soreness. It was about a month ago he was cleared for contact, coming back from a right shoulder injury, and then he was not cleared for contact, and then last week he was cleared for contact again. So it's kind of been this back and forth of, can he practice with contact, can he not? Which, by the way, what does that mean anyways? Because quarterbacks don't get hit when they practice. So kind of doesn't mean anything anyway. And then he sits out with general arm soreness. I don't know. Don't the Browns... This is where we can get to like Bills backup quarterback ideas. Cleveland is the team that I am staring at for this. It's Joe DiBiase, Nate Gary, Jeremy's off today. Cleveland is the team I'm staring at for this because the Browns are acting like they think Watson's in trouble. They have two Pro Bowl backup quarterbacks, by the way. Jameis Winston and Tyler Huntley have both made Pro Bowls. And then they have Dorian Thompson-Robinson behind that, who's had good preseason moments. He was not good in the regular season last year, but he was a rookie. So I've got three backups in Cleveland. One of them is Winston, who might be the best backup in the league. I don't know. What's more likely? Like one of two things I think can happen there. One, Watson really is in trouble, and Cleveland's going to be playing a lot of games with Jameis Winston this year. Or, and maybe both of these could be true, if you're a team like the Bills and needs a backup quarterback, like Cleveland is the spot, the team you should be calling right now.
I agree with that. On Watson, he does look sort of shot. Like, and I'm just looking at his injury history. I was doing this with Russell Wilson. This Draft Sharks website does a great job of like going over players' injury history, yep, their risk of injury moving forward. He has a 20% chance to miss at least two quarters this year. He's got, just based on his injury history, his whole right side of his body. I mean, he's got three shoulder surgeries and three right knee surgeries.
Okay.
So
it's a lot.
Yeah. And if you remember the situation last year, he hurt his rotator cuff in week three.
Yeah.
Came back. Then, like, in that game, he came back, he got hurt, and then he came back again, and then he was shut down for the season. And it was kind of talked about as, like, a fracture in his shoulder. But he's listed here as having a rotator cuff tear that season in September. So if he had a rotator cuff tear and a fracture in his shoulder, I guess it would make sense why it's taking him so long to come back. Mm-hmm. But you would wonder, he's September 24th was when he sustained the first shoulder injury, and then October 22nd was the second time. Mm-hmm. We're almost a full year.
Yeah. And he's sitting out of practices because his arm is sore.
Right. And when you watch him throw in practice, like when I've seen highlights, and
the ball doesn't pop off his hand. Right? Like,
not that I ever, he wasn't really ever considered to have like elite level arm talent coming out. Like,
it was like elite level athleticism.
Yes.
The arm talent was like, what would you say? Average, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe slightly coming above
out,
average.
Yeah. So like, he's another one, Joe, where like, I think about the 2020 season featured him and Russell Wilson as maybe being the two players that had the best seasons of quarterbacks not named like Josh Allen, or who else would have had big 2020 seasons?
Mahomes,
sure. Right. I mean, he won the MVP that year, right? And Lamar, yeah. I think, had a good 2020, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's a big Rodgers year also. But Watson led the league in passing yards and yards per attempt
that year. So,
and he hasn't looked the same ever since.
That season in 2020, 4,800 yards.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Yeah.
He added, let's see, what did he do rushing? I'm sure he...
That year rushing, he had 444 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Those are really good numbers.
I remember...
A 70% completion percentage in 2020. That's absurd!
Yeah, I think he might be shot. I remember watching him throw the football last year. I wonder if he was dealing with it before. I guess all the surgeries he's had, maybe he was. That when he was passing the ball last year, I think there's definitely a celebratory, thing here with this dude who was being sued by over 20 women for sexual misconduct. Like, this is a bad dude. So karma, right? That's the vibe you get. And I think rightfully so. Last year, I remember trying to figure out, like, okay, yeah, good. Like, he looks terrible. I love rooting against him. He looks bad. Great. I also was trying to figure out why he looks bad. Like, just because he sat out? He's 28 years old. Michael Vick sat out for multiple years for dogfighting in prison. Yeah. And came back and was throwing 70-yard passes to DeSean Jackson. Like, what do you mean? His arm just went away. But that's what it looks like. I remember that happened to Marcus Mariota. Mariota got an elbow injury and got, like, nerve damage. And every time I saw him play football after that, it's like, this dude can't throw the football anymore. And I feel like that's Watson. I feel like Watson can't throw the football. I think the Browns are a better team if Jameis Winston gets in a quarterback this year. That dude can throw the football. I mean, we'll throw it too hard, too much.
He'll throw it to multiple people.
He'll throw it anywhere.
To people that just aren't your team either.
He will spray it like I've got a buddy who hits a golf ball like 300 yards, but it goes everywhere. That's Jameis Winston. You have no idea where it's going to go. So if you're thinking about the Bills for backup quarterback, Cleveland is like Tyler Huntley, right? Why not? That's your mobility. That's a guy that's won games. He's proven. What do you want a backup to do? The other day was Chopin the Bulldog. What you really want a backup to do is, hey, in the games you got to play, can you go 500 for me?
Yep. Right. And exactly.
That's Tyler Huntley. He's going to go 500 for you. He's not going to wow you.
He has a playoff start, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Do you remember what happened in that playoff game? They should have won.
Against the Chiefs.
No, the Bengals.
The Bengals.
And the Bengals beat the Bills the next week.
Yes.
Do you remember why they should have won?
The fumble. On the 1 yard line.
He tried to sneak it.
Yes.
And his coach didn't know it, and he was too far away, and the Bengals popped the ball out and then returned it 99 yards for a touchdown.
And that's what won them the game. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Do you have a name you like better than Huntley?
I like Heinicke.
I like Heinicke a lot. He is not, though. I tweeted out like a highlight video of him yesterday. Heinicke is not. Hey, come in, take care of the ball, manage the game. Heinicke is, I'm going to come in there and I'm going to be Josh Allen. He's not going to be Josh Allen, but he's going to try to be. He's got a little Fitz swagger to him. The dude is kind of a psycho. He's going to do a lot of crazy stuff. He might win you the game by doing that. He also might lose you the game. Have Bills ever had a backup like that? Guy comes in. I mean, it really was Fitz, right?
It was
originally.
Fitz. Yeah.
He was originally backup, was Fitz.
And then took the job.
Yeah. That's Heinicke. I got a list up on my Twitter at Sneaky Joe Sports. These are all like the third string quarterbacks in the league. Running through them like real quick. We just mentioned a couple of the top names. Malik Willis. That's a Chris Trapasso idea. He likes Malik Willis.
Okay. Who's their backup?
Mason Rudolph.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Willis, though, doesn't. That dude holds on to the football like no one I've ever seen before. C.J. Beathard in Jacksonville is the third string because they signed Mac Jones.
Yep.
Zach Wilson in Denver right now. Want to go down that route?
Not really.
Again, he's more of the wild card. He might lose you the game. I guess he could win you the game. P.J. Walker is a third stringer. John Wolford, Jeff Driscoll, Bailey Zappi in New England right now. Trey Lance is the third string in Dallas. The Bills reportedly made an offer for him last year, but Jerry Jones, I guess, is talking like they have no interest in trading him.
He has not looked good in the preseason either.
Yeah, but he is the third stringer. And then there are currently four former Bills that are third string quarterbacks on their current teams.
Case Keenum.
Kyle Allen in Pittsburgh. Jake Fromm and Peterman.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's the most
think
likely of that four? Keenum. I guess it could be Kyle Allen, too, couldn't it?
It could be Kyle Allen, but
he was just here.
I would bet Pittsburgh doesn't move on from Kyle Allen.
Because they don't trust the two ahead of him?
I think the team...
Yeah, that's a good point. Houston, I think, would be more likely to say, oh, you want a third-string quarterback? Fine, give us a seventh. Versus, right, the Steelers might think we need quarterbacks.
I think the guy that ends up shaking loose is probably not Tyler Huntley. I know they're talking about... Dorian Thompson-Robinson being available.
Yep.
And I still would make a play on that. I'd be open to that.
Yep. For like a seventh round pick.
He's a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had a little experience last year, but then kind of got benched for Flacco. He got benched for Flacco.
He was great in the preseason, and was, yeah, he played a couple of games and it went really poorly for him. And that's when, right, I think they brought in Flacco after that. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you've got a backup quarterback idea and would like to share it, feel free. We got Sal coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll get to our Bills first snap draft that we had a couple of weeks ago, because it's very different landscape today than it was a month ago. I'm very interested to try to figure out, like, how are the Bills going to line up week one? How are they going to use their guys? Because the receiver room right now, like, it's kind of thin. Even on depth, let alone at the top, which we've known it's been thin at the top all offseason. 803-0550 is the phone number if you've got a thought. Sal's coming up at 7. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.